the province mandates collective action through the agency, which in turn offers a steadier supply chain and better market access for farmers. Those who don't cooperate or try to sell syrup on the black market get fined or arrested. I didn't know syrup makers were so merciless. How does the FPAQ know if its members are breaking the rules? Lila explains how the FPAQ works, and she says that the province, so in Quebec, that's the province, it mandates collective action through the agency. And to mandate something means to give official permission for something to happen. So it's kind of like a requirement. And this requirement is collective action through the agency. So if you're a maple syrup farmer in Quebec, that means you basically have to work with the FPAQ and use their guidelines in order to sell your product, and which in turn offers a steadier supply chain and better market access for farmers. So it works out well for the farmers in this case. And she explains that those who don't cooperate or try to sell syrup on the black market get fined or arrested. And the black market is the illegal trading of goods that are not allowed to be bought and sold. So this could be something like drugs, so illegal by the law, or in this case, it's talking about the syrup. So they're kind of selling it under the table or not through the FPAQ approved means. And so if you don't cooperate with the agency, or if you try to sell your syrup through illegal means or through not the agency recommended ways, you can get fined or arrested. And Camden says that he didn't know syrup makers were so merciless. And merciless means showing no kindness or cruel. So they kind of have very strict guidelines, and if you don't follow them, you can get fined or arrested. So things normally reserved for illegal activities, if you don't follow the rules of the FPAQ, you can get fined or arrested just for not following their rules. And Camden wants to know how the agency, how the FPAQ knows its members are breaking the rules. So how did they know if someone is not selling things correctly or if they are selling it on the black market?
Lila 呢，他就解释说 ，the province mandates collective action through the agency， 就是说呢，魁北克省他就授权这个联盟，就是枫糖浆生产者联盟集体的管理 ，which in turn offers a steadier supply chain and better market access for farmers。就是说呢，因为这样子的管理呢，集体的管理，其实就是反而是提供给农民或者是枫糖的，就是生产者更稳定的供应链跟更好的市场通路。Those who don't cooperate or try to sell syrup on the black market get fined or arrested. 就说呢，那些就是不合作或者是试图要在黑市上面就是买卖就是出售枫糖浆的人会被就是罚款或者是逮捕。那 black market 在这边指的就是黑市或者是非法买卖的一个市场的意思。那 Camden 他就说 I didn't know syrup makers were so merciless. 就说呢，我不知道枫糖浆的就是制造商就是那些农民是这么的无情残酷的，就是他们需要有这么严格的标准。那 How does the FPAQ know if its members are breaking the rules? 就说呢 ，Camden 他又想要知道说，那这个联盟是怎么样知道他的成员是否有违反规定呢？